It's time for the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, featuring Mr. Smooth himself.
My who's hot is Wally.
Yeah, that's fair.
Smoking hot.
Corey Sparks, and a real athlete.
I am an athlete. I am going to show up and dominate.
Wally Lukaczynski, covering everything Title Town and pro college and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Here are these heroes? Really, heroes?
Just proving the hero that I am, just in the nick of time to be tortured for all of your enjoyments at home.
Okay, here are these heroes now. Broadcasting live on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And away we go. Happy Friday, everybody, here on the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Loaded slate for you today. Jason Wilde joins us in just a few moments to talk all things Packers. He actually interviewed Chris McIntosh, the athletic director for Wisconsin, on Wilde and Tausch earlier today. I've got at least one question for him on that. Jason truly showed why he is the best at what he does, and asked some really, really good questions, and we will talk about the responses and whether or not the general audience and Badgers fans as a whole feel as if they have any clarity based off of what Mac said today. Columbus football has a level 3 showdown with Mosinee on Daily Dodge TV tonight. The winner makes it to the state semifinals. We will give you our Columbus Cardinals players to watch, just as we've kind of been honing in on the Mayville Cardinals aspects to watch throughout this season. Columbus football's on Daily Dodge TV starting at 6:40 p.m. Kickoff is set for 7. We'll do our Cover 5 picks against the spread in the third block, because in the fourth block, it'll be time for me to say goodbye, which is going to be very tough, but we're going to drill through it.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm already falling apart. This has been such a blast the last 15 months. We're going to put together a good show. I'm going to get together, but it's going to be weird. It's going to be different, but fired up to give you one more really solid show. And can I say one thing at the beginning? Mm-hmm. One thing that, oh my God, Corey. When we started, everybody across the company would always mistake our show and call it the best damn sports show. And it's going to feel like that best part's gone for a little while. But we're so excited for you. And excited to follow along. I know I'm making this hard. We're not even 2 minutes in, but it's not going to be the same without Corey Sparks on the show anymore.
We'll be all right. I appreciate you guys, and I'm looking forward to being a fan. I've got a whole letter prepared. You guys have probably done way too much to honor me to end the show, so we'll get to that too.
God, we're not 2 minutes in, man.
Yeah, Jason's going to be talking with us in just a bit. He is currently talking with Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator for the Packers, who has very important job this week. Jalen Hurts is doing an amazing job. The Philadelphia Eagles offense, although it's not firing in all cylinders, that's still the defending champs that are visiting Lambeau Field. This Monday, I know we have a couple of teammates who are going to be out there braving the conditions in Charlie Dern and Ashley Dobrzynski, so shout out to them. But when Jason is done talking with Jeff Hafley, we'll have him on the phone. We'll talk with him. We'll fool around with him a little bit. A little housekeeping stuff. Columbus football again tonight against Mosinee. Pre-game coverage is at 6:40 p.m. That is going to be in Columbus at Fireman's Park. And that's when the pregame show starts. Kickoff is set for 7. Mike Tronson, Tim Haldeman have you covered there. Aiden Voigt will be out there on video and audio coverage. And I believe Wally Lukaczynski will be there as a fan for the second straight week.
I will be there as a fan. I will be, if you follow on Twitter, I will be adding all of the highlights right away. I'm trying to get in practice so that I'm ready for top three plays, because we're going to have to figure out, Dobes and I, how to do that down the stretch here. So I'll be boots on the ground for that. And then I'll be back here in town and hopefully frequent the area with a couple people right here at the station. So looking forward very much to a strong night. For people watching on Daily Dodge TV, I'm fully going into the sunglasses mode.
Yeah.
I like can't even see. They're like fogged up, and I think it's actually my best friend because I can't really make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
But, God, poor Jason's going to walk right into this right now. Like, what in the world have
He's
I
like,
stepped
what's
into?
What's wrong with you guys?
Be like, nothing, yeah. Jason. Everything's good. But I tell you what, Corey. So this is going to be the last time we get to break down a game together. Going in, what a great one to break down. Mm-hmm. With the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles, we have had this one circled on the calendar since, May?
Mm-hmm.
Since the draft. And now it's finally here, and it feels like the perfect litmus test at the halfway point of the season to figure out what this Green Bay Packers team is really all about.
Yeah, per my Boldathon prediction, this was supposed to be the Packers' first loss, and they were 6 points away from making that happen for me. Of course, 5-2-1, couple of losses against the Cleveland Browns, and a tie that felt like a loss against the Cowboys, and then the defeat against the Carolina Panthers. Now it's their third time facing off against the Eagles in the last year and some change. And I believe we do have Jason Wilde on the phone now. Yes, we do. Our Packers guy, Jason Wilde, joins us now. You can hear Jason live on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can also read Jason's work under the Packers tab at channel3000.com. Jason, how are you?
Goodbye. Farewell, outfeeders, and goodbye.
Oh, Jason, you came in at the perfect time because if we had you on at the very start of the show like we usually do, you would have probably hung up on us because we've been blubbering and like not able to get words out. I have sunglasses on. So to have you come in with the song, I needed that more than I can even tell you. So fired up to have you in the building for one final time with the three of us together.
Yeah, I was at Jeff Hafley's press conference, and he was giving me a hard time because I noticed that Ryan Downard, their defensive backs coach, was no longer sitting up there with him in the box during games, and so he was teasing me. But it gave a great answer, which I really enjoy him. I think people probably have noticed that about how I talk about him. But he's their defense, I think he feels really good about where they're trending, and that was kind of the conversation that we were spending most of our time on. So anyway, thanks for accommodating me. Sorry to keep you waiting. I get here late. I have to leave early.
You are all good.
I'm so thrifting you guys on the farewell.
You'll be
plus,
on my next show,
I didn't get my
show,
video
right?
done.
What's up?
I didn't get my video tribute done yet. I got to go back out
to Lambeau. He doesn't even know about that, so thank you, Jason. Appreciate that one there.
I figured you'd have already given it to him by now since it's the new show, the final show, but
no.
That's fine. I was just going to do it on my own. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just stick around. If you get bored later after your WTMJ appearance where you're going to be talking to Sparky over here before too long yourself, then just join us again at the end of the show. You're going to have some fun with that. I assure you there.
Okay, I'll get right on that. I'm not busy at all.
Yeah, I know you aren't.
What do you guys got going on besides the farewell edition?
For sure. Jason, before we jump over to Packers talk, you had Chris McIntosh on Wilde and Tausch this morning, just a day removed from his declaration that Luke Fickell would be the head coach for the Wisconsin Badgers football team in 2026. First off, amazing interview. I thought the questions were phenomenal, and I just want to ask you, what was it like being able to talk with him fresh after he released that declaration, and did you get the clarity you were seeking with some of those questions behind the timing and the meaning behind Mac's message?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I didn't expect you to say yes, in all fairness. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, look, I also understand that he went into that, kind of like a presidential debate.
Yeah.
Right? No matter what the question is, you kind of thought about your answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everyone operates that way, but I kind of feel like he knew what he wanted to talk about, and he was going to find a way to tailor his answer so it sounded like he kind of answered the question. I mean, look, you know, a lot of this is kind of self-explanatory. They're a disappointment. We all get it. And, you know, they've got a schedule next year that even if they're only mildly improved, their record should be better.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're basically saying, look, we're I don't want to say buying time, but we still think he's our guy. And I don't think he's completely wrong in believing that. Like, again, the quarterback situation, you know, is problematic. But one of my biggest issues, and obviously, Corey, you heard this when I said it to him, like come on, man. Like, you're letting a bunch of guys leave the state and play for other programs. A lot of them are offensive linemen. Like, and one of the questions I didn't get to ask him that I really wanted to was, all right, what specifically, you said, you know, that Luke has to be better. Well, what specifically does he need to be better on? And Tausch kind of handled the question about, the in-state recruiting and the relationships with coaches, which the more people I talk to, the more it's a fair criticism. But I should also add that, you know, my guy Paul Christ had kind of let those relationships wither a little bit too. So that's not great, and I love Paul. So, you know, I didn't get all the answers I was looking for, but I do think, you know, and I kind of crafted that question that way, that, you know, those him and Tausch are like the exactly what Wisconsin football should have as its bedrock, is state offensive linemen. And then when Melvin Gordon and Monte Ball and, you know, going back to my college days and Brent Moss, like, you know, Keith Jackson used to call them the big uglies. You better have a bunch of big uglies. Mm-hmm. And maybe even your quarterback's ugly play will be mitigated because they're not getting beat up. And their offensive line with injuries and inept play has been terrible this year, and that is not acceptable at the University of Wisconsin.
Well, I thought you had an amazing interview. I know the answers weren't as clear as I think a lot of fans, or you call them the dwellers in the live chat for Wilde and Tausch, were looking for. I noticed those comments too, but I just wanted to say awesome job there. And quickly with the Packers, it's hard to declare any game a must-win in early November, but considering Green Bay's got aspirations to win the North and knowing that the schedule is tough sledding from here on out, can we classify Monday night as a must-win against the Eagles, especially with how tight that division race is?
No, again, I don't believe in must-wins until you're Fair facing enough. Actual elimination, but sure. I will say that they got to find some measure of consistency, right? I asked this of Halfley. I asked this of Xavier McKinney earlier today. Like, they feel like you think they're good, and then they do something that makes you question whether they're good, right? And then I don't know. I feel like by this time in the year, I usually have a pretty good feel for them, and I just don't yet. I think they're a good team, but I need to see a lot more to think they have a chance to be a great team, and I don't know if there's enough to show me that they can do that. We'll have to wait and see. But this is, you know, nobody liked trap game last week. Nobody likes the phrase measuring stick game this week.
But this is
a measuring stick game, no doubt about it.
Okay. Well, over the summer when we were talking about this game all the way back then with the rule potential change of the tush push, we talked that there might be a little extra animosity, not only between the fan bases, but the organization as a whole. Do you get the sense now that we are about 4 months removed from that situation that there is going to be a little extra juice in this game, that there might be a little bad blood, get a little chippy on Monday night?
Absolutely.
Love it.
I mean, they're not going to say it now.
Okay.
Right? Like, oh, no, it's okay. But like Carl Brooks today said that he's expecting them to run the tush push on the very first play on first and 10.
Could you imagine?
Just kind of send a message. So I thought that was pretty funny. But look, they can say whatever they want. And the Packers, frankly, in fairness to them, were drafted into doing this by the league, which, you know, kind of sucks for them. But the bottom line is, if you look, and I mentioned this in my story today on Channel 3000, the trend line from 23 to 24 to this year so far, they're less and less successful with it every year. I think it's still 76% this year, so they still get it 3 out of every 4 times. But when they first started doing it, it was like 88%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe there's hope. And Jeff Halfley was just talking to us about how these different things, you know, he's watched all this tape of how other teams have defended it, and that they're picking up little things that they can utilize. And I think that's extremely valuable.
If we get the tush push on the first play, I will be texting you right away. Jason, I appreciate you a ton. We appreciate you. I know you got to fly. I will be still talking to you, just on a different program in the coming weeks here.
You're going to be the one calling me saying, aren't you done with those idiots in Beaver Dam yet?
Now when we steal an extra minute.
This is legitimately, he's going to Wisconsin's Afternoon News right now.
That's true.
Yep.
Good. We'll pass along some news that you can trade along to Corey down the road.
It's a small world after all. All right. In all seriousness, I guess I don't have to do that video now since I gave away the secret. But I have been really proud of being part of this. I know it's going to continue and clearly be considerably better now when you're replaced, but congratulations on your next opportunity, and I know it's just the first of many down the road, and Wally and I are going to raise a Monster Energy drink because it's football season in your honor.
Appreciate you, Jason. Thank you.
From Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, of course.
Of course, naturally.
Jason, we appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
All right. That is our Packers guy, Jason Wilde. He joins us every Wednesday and Friday. You can hear Jason live on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can also read Jason's work under the Packers tab at channel3000.com. When we come back, we'll hopefully have some tears wiped off. Columbus players to watch in their matchup with Mosini, which kicks off in about 2 hours and 45 minutes tonight. This is the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Does planning for your financial future feel like running sprints on the field? You're not alone. That's where people like Cassandra Schmidt step in.
That's me, your financial representative with Modern Woodmen of America, and I'm here to help you tackle your future head-on. Modern Woodmen of America provides financial services and member benefits to individuals and families all across the U.S. Don't wait for the buzzer. Book an appointment today with me and start making a winning game plan for tomorrow.
Securities offered through MWA Financial Services, Inc., owned by Modern Woodmen of America.
Winter is heating up at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin men's and women's hockey are off to a strong start, and Badger men's and women's basketball is officially back on the hardwood. Experience the energy, the rivalries, and the traditions that make Wisconsin athletics special. For schedules and tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. We'll see you at the Kohl Center.
The holidays are coming fast, and it's time to get ready to cheer, clink, and celebrate. Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville has your favorite holiday spirits at their lowest legal prices now through January 1st. Fill your cart with holiday favorites like 1.75 liter bottles of Tito's Vodka, Korbel Brandy, Jack Daniel's, Admiral Nelson Rum, and Mr. Boston Vodka. Perfect for every gathering and toast of the season. Or grab smaller bottles for gifting. Bailey's Irish Cream, Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, Casamigos Tequila Blanco, and Cutwater Canned Cocktails. Or hey, just enjoy them yourself. And now's the time to pre-order your Thanksgiving dinners from The Pig. Let Fox Brothers handle the holiday hustle so you can just heat and serve on Turkey Day. Celebrate the season with Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville. Online at foxbrospigglywiggly.com.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
So much to see. McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to save. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Is your dining room set ready for the holidays or even just Friday night dinner? At McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, we believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or hosting game night with friends, our tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. You will find department-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available. We offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made, one meal at a time.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
They're doing their best to work like Wilde today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Dam Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, make sure you head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun, or you can check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards, Pokemon cards, or anything in between, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right on the app, you can grab those individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened in real time. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. I'm sure a lot of people have like that last day of work. Ah, it's sad. I am getting teary-eyed. But it is now occurring to me why this is so tough. We literally talk on the air for a living.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not like, oh, fold the papers up and walk away. No, no, no. Speak on live radio for like 46 minutes, probably less. And then see if you can get through it. Extremely yeah. tough, it turns out. But we're doing our Columbus football players to watch here. Columbus is playing Mozenit tonight. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:40 p.m. on your home of prep football. That's Daily Dodge TV. And kickoff is set for 7. Mike Tronson, Tim Haldeman, Aiden Voigt, Wally Lukashinsky in a social media capacity will have you covered there tonight. And we kind of flipped things yesterday. And by we, I mean me. My brain went backwards. Typically, we'll do your players to watch slash X factors the day before a game and then keys to victory the day of. Well, we did keys to victory yesterday, so we're doing the players to watch today. I have Bobby Tracy, the lead back on a team that we're talking about. Columbus has been known for its rush attack and how successful that is since what feels like the beginning of time. 122 carries for 907 yards. That's good enough for 7.5 yards a carry. 14 touchdowns on the ground for Tracy, but this team has 41 touchdowns on the ground as a whole. But again, it's a multifaceted attack too, right? The run game's all about wear and tear. And I do think if Bobby Tracy is the one popping the pads of those defensive linemen, the linebackers, the defensive backs the most, he will be the main reason that when the third quarter rolls around or one of those final drives in the fourth quarter, Columbus needs a few yards if it's a close game and they're able to wear through that defensive line, it's going to be because of those pad-popping plays from Bobby Tracy in the first couple of quarters. So I'm tasking him as the wear and tear man, and I'm also using the 12th man card here. Keep an ear out in the crowd on Daily Dodge TV and on all those highlights, because it's the last home game for Columbus in 2025, and it's the last true home game for any high school football team in the WIAA this season, because the state semifinals are next week, Camp Randall's the week after. Those are neutral, right? You're not actually playing on your home turf, so this is the last time that those Columbus fans get to show out at Fireman's Park. Look out, because I think the 12th man is a player to watch, and they can make this an even tougher environment than it already is for a Mozenit team that's going up against a football team that put up 15 points in the first 3 minutes last week.
Especially if Bobby Tracy starts fast like we saw him do the last few weeks too. Last week, you didn't have to be on the field until it was 15-0.
Easy going.
That helps, but that's why you have that so much juice over there in Columbus right now. I'm looking at the other side of the ball, and it would be so not right of me to not cheat today and have multiple guys, because that's just so in vain with what we do. So when you're looking at the Mozenit Indians, you have a guy, Treve Stoffel, their starting quarterback. He's their leading rusher. He has over 1,000 yards on the ground. He's over 1,500 yards in the air. So that means guys like Wyatt Graffin, Johnny Cotter, and Jordan Mulberry at all three levels of that defense are going to have to play their best game of the year tonight. And I don't expect them to fall short. It seems like every time the lights are big over there in Columbus, Andy Ryan has the boys ready to play. I think you're going to see a lot of pressure and a lot of penetration on that defensive line. And with that, you're going to see the Mozenit Indians throw the ball more than they're probably accustomed to and comfortable doing so. And with that being said, I think the Columbus fans go home happy from Fireman's Park one final time this year.
They look really good. They, depending on how the bracket works out, can face Aquinas, who they've lost to 3 times in the last 4 years, and you're like, what big deal? Wally has brought this set up before. They have lost 4 games since 2021, and 3 of those are to Aquinas. So if you can go out there, meet them in Camp Randall, and finally slay your dragon, I think that'd be a pretty cool way to end the season for Andy Ryan's squad. They've got a cool community going on over there. A lot of fun to watch them. Okay, let's say Columbus receives the opening kickoff. We're at the point now where everybody's kicker is able to boom it near the end zone. There's 8 teams left in all the brackets. Do they kick it anywhere near Jordan Mulberry?
Probably not.
Yeah, I would hope not for Mozenit's sake.
Well, even last week when they were avoiding kicking it to Mulberry, they had several kick returns still in the plus territory.
Yeah.
So it's like there's not a weakness on this Columbus side. They play 3 levels of football at such a high level. And at this point, I mean, you imagine Mozenit's probably looking at this game saying, we need to really slow it down and win it like 17-14.
Yeah, shrink the possessions.
Shrink the possessions. The problem is Columbus is like, that's right up our alley.
Yeah, we love running the ball, actually.
Yeah like if you want to get into a literal bruiser match, Mike Tyson kind of fist fight, That's not going to work well. So I don't know what the game plan is. I'm interested to see how it starts. But I know Andy Ryan is going to have the boys ready to play.
Yeah, they running clocked a Delavan-Darien team and a Delavan-Darien offense that you'd put up there with just about anybody in the state, regardless of division. Last week, they had a 40-something point lead going into the second half. I believe it was 49-7.
49-7.5.
And then you get the twos and the threes out there. But yeah, your final details for that again. Columbus football has taken on Mosinee on Daily Dodge TV tonight. That is a Daily Dodge TV exclusive. Pregame coverage is going to start at 6:40 p.m. Kickoff is set for 7. I've been staring down the weather all week long because I know our wonderful broadcast crew is on the roof. And they actually get a really good view because of it. But it also means you're exposed to the elements. And it looks like a little spotty rain, but the little snowflakes that I saw for Friday night at the beginning of the week are gone. It's way too warm for that. So that's the good news. Regardless, it's cold enough, wet enough, wintry, it's on the way enough for a team that's as run heavy as Columbus to thrive. So I think they're going to be just fine either way.
I don't know if we could have ever asked for a better weather fall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this year we had shorts weather. Wade Bates was in shorts when we went to the playoff game.
He might still be in shorts.
He might still be in shorts if we're going out there. Yeah. So, I mean, we were spoiled tonight. We're getting a little chilly, but I think that's what these kind of guys play for. You want to be in the cold. You want to be playing November football. There's only 8 teams in each division that have the opportunity to right now, and they're one of them.
Yeah, it's a reminder that that journey that a lot of these young men started in July, their first contact days, even though those have kind of changed regulation-wise with the WIAA as of late, they are still working, and you're now possibly going to see snow, whether it's this weekend, tonight, or in the state semifinals or the state finals when it gets to Camp Randall. I know last year there was snow for like the D7 and a little bit of the D6 game when Lomira won, and that kind of melted away. I think that just makes a championship all the more sweeter. All right, when we come back, we're going to do our Cover 5 picks. We're pushing that forward a little bit today. This is the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Chris Morgan, head girls basketball coach at Laconia High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. More people are getting behind organized opposition to the AI data center under construction in Beaver Dam. Organizers say they plan to meet every 2 weeks to talk about their legal and political options. A teacher's aide in Fond du Lac is under arrest, accused of sexually assaulting a child. The alleged victim is not a student at the school where the woman worked. Wisconsin schools are hiring more teachers with emergency credentials than ever before. That's because of the teacher shortage. The number of those teachers rose by 20% in a recent one-year span. It's illegal for utility companies to turn off your power for the next few months. Wisconsin's winter disconnection moratorium is underway. 73 public safety responders have been hit while responding to crashes in Wisconsin in the past 5 years. The State Patrol says to slow down and move over when you see flashing emergency lights. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Find the perfect lighting for your home with LED bulbs from Sylvania. Create a relaxing atmosphere with Sylvania's white filament LED light bulbs. They offer a vintage look with modern efficiency and look great off and on. Now on sale through November 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Snap, placement, swing of the right leg. The kick is end over end to the upright, and it is good. It is good. Lucas Havrasek, 61 yards.
Now here's the snap. Rush on. Daniel steps up. Penalty marker down. Daniels is set. Back outside the 30-yard line. Micah Parsons.
Your home for Green Bay Packers football is 95.3 WBEV.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Uh-oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 20. Three. Good God. Yeah, that's a good way to break it up.
I figured we needed this.
Credit to you. What was the... Oh, this was... The Packers have the... Good Lord. I'm glad I covered that up. This was when the Packers had the 23rd overall pick in the draft back in April, which they hosted and then took their first wide receiver in the first round in over two decades. We got to cover that. That was a really cool experience. And my dumb self made that soundtrack as every single week we would dedicate a segment per week to speculate who they were going to pick. And I don't know if Matthew Golden ever came up.
No.
Now that I think about it.
It's actually funny because we had all but said everything that the Packers did for the first three rounds was not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And we were pretty adamant about that, too. And I don't even think we were wrong to say what we did.
No.
We had no reason to believe that they were going to take their first wide receiver in 23 years. But, hey, you know what? In Mark Murphy's swan song, he definitely gave us something to remember.
There we go. We have Leah in the live chat, who I appreciate, saying Corey will have to come back as a guest sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys won't fully get rid of me. I do want to remind all of you that you have a great opportunity to come and meet Sherry Sackett from the WBEV Morning Show, who I know is watching right now, and Holly from Memory Making Travel, and learn more about the amazing Irish Splendor getaway trip that is next fall, October 16th through the 23rd of 2026. What's going on there? It's a meet and greet scheduled for that trip. You get all the essential information you need. It's on Tuesday, November 11th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is hop on over to 227 Front Street in Beaver Dam. That's the Riverfront Wine Bar, to get more information. Well, nicely done on that. That caught me off guard. I usually watch Wide Orbit, too, where we have all our little spots and music beds in, and I can tell what's coming up. And I've got my glasses on so I can see it. Did not catch that, so well done. It is now time for our Cover 5 picks. I am no longer in dead last, which I'm pretty happy about. It would have been a tough way to go out, being like 72 out of 72. I've cracked the top 65, which is still god-awful.
I think I'm sitting at 58, so you're not far away from me anymore.
You can still download the Cover 5 app in the Apple or Android App Store today. It's BD2025 is the code you will enter when you hit the little hourglass icon or the little magnifying glass icon. And then when you join, you'll be eligible for a Chula Vista Resort giveaway. You can listen across our various stations here, ESPN Beaver Dam and 95.3 WBEV, to figure out what is included in that. And then if you win against the spread on a weekly basis, you get an ESPN Beaver Dam hat. But so Wally and I are picking five games against the spread. We're not doing the point total thing. It is literally just going to be, did you get it right or did you not get it right? And we agree, I believe, on the Tampa Bay one. Is that one of them?
Yes, okay. Tampa Bay. We both have Baker Mayfield.
Yep, I have. So it's Tampa Bay minus 2.5 against the New England Patriots at home. Tampa Bay's at home. I expect this to be one of the best matchups of the season. You had two MVP candidates going at it in Drake May and Baker Mayfield. And I think Tampa knocks New England down a peg with their experience and the playmakers they have on offense. I'm really impressed by Drake May. Him and Bo Nix have not lost a game in like 2 months now. But I think experience prevails here, and Tampa Bay wins convincingly.
Imagine telling someone about 18 months ago that a Baker Mayfield, Drake May, Buccaneers and Patriots game might just be the game of the week.
Yep.
You would never have seen that coming, but I am so with you. You know where I stand. It's Baker, touchdown maker, and I'm going with them. I think that they are one of the sneakiest NFC Super Bowl contenders out there, where the Patriots, I think, are still earning a little bit of respect, obviously, not only from us, but from Vegas, too, at this point. But I do think that you're going to see a competitive game going into the fourth quarter where eventually that Buccaneers offense is going to just prove to be too much. I think a lot of points are in this game, but I'm feeling the Buccaneers somewhere between 7 and 10 points.
I like that. And then what was the other one we had in common?
You know we had to do it. We're sticking right here in Green Bay.
Oh, okay. We both did the Packers. Yeah. I haven't really gone near the Packers because I can't figure them out. And now, dare I say, I think I have. It's been the message of the week. They are very good at playing up to opponents, and occasionally, when they hit more than occasionally lately, play a team that is seemingly inferior to them, they play down to them. So, Packers at home, -2.5 against Philly. I think Green Bay bounces back after all the outside noise following that loss to Carolina. Saquon Barkley is having a very down year by his standards. I think it's ultimately going to come down to special teams, of course, with how much we've talked about it. And I'm calling my shot. We'll say Brandon McManus kicks a game winner to lift the Packers over the Eagles 23-20, which would be just enough since they're -2.5.
I love that you asked Jason if this was a must-win because, of course, knowing Jason, he was never going to tell you it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to tell you, Corey, I think it is a must-win.
Yeah.
If you fall to 5-3-1, where five of your final seven games of this season are in the division, it feels like a Herculean ask to say that this team can go out and win the division. And if you have to go through this NFC, which might be the best NFC that we've seen in a decade plus, it is so deep at the top. All seven teams feel like legitimate Super Bowl contenders. Mm-hmm. And a team, if you drop them in the AFC, could very easily be the favorite.
Yeah.
I think you have to beat this Philadelphia team at home going down the stretch, and I'm expecting them to do it. I'm not going to say game-winning field goal, but I think that they're going to have to get a stop on the final possession against Jalen Hurts to stay up 4 to 6 points in that range.
It feels lower scoring. Philly's had a phenomenal defense for a while. The Packers have too, but they really, I shouldn't say a while, the Joe Barry days were only a couple of years ago, but they've really invested in their defense in the offseason. Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary might be fighting for DPOY at the end of the year, although Micah's going to be ahead of him because he's caused so many through those double teams and triple teams of those sacks for Rashawn Gary, who's on a career pace. Next, the one team I'm taking, I guess I have two underdogs, but one that I'm kind of shocked I'm doing, just going to go off the gut here, Washington +8.5 against Detroit. The Commanders' backs are against the wall. I always believe that a team that is fighting to keep their season alive and their playoff hopes alive will have a little more fire in them. I don't think Washington's good enough, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota, to beat Detroit. That is a lot of points, and this team is literally against the wall. They cannot afford to lose more than one or two games, and then they're all but mathematically eliminated.
Feels like the Lions kind of have snuckily fallen down on the defensive side of the ball as well, where last year they weren't necessarily in the Eagles tier, but it felt like they could get a stop when you needed to. Now it feels like they're winning in a lot of these shootouts that maybe they're going to be built for, but it's not something once you get to the postseason that you're going to be equipped. I kind of like Washington there.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling for you on that one. I'm going to go in the redemption game for Seth down there, and this is our Colts. This is our team.
He's not claiming we should break anyone's back this time around.
Hopefully. No one's back is threatened to be broken. Thank God for that. So we're going to say Colts and Indiana Jones over there is going to get it done against the Falcons. Can anybody figure out who the Falcons are?
I have no clue.
I have no idea.
They can beat the best team in football 1 week and then fall to the worst the next. Yeah, they're inconsistent too.
So give me the Colts -6.5. I'll keep it quick here. I'll spin it around. I'm going to go with the Bills -9.5 in Miami on the road, almost 10-point favorites. That's a lot of points. Problem is that Miami, talk about a team that feels like they're looking to quit. Right now, it just feels like a floundering operation, no pun intended. But I will say Mike McDaniel, it almost feels like he's getting the Luke Fickell treatment.
Yeah.
You know what?
Everyone's like, why is this guy still here?
Exactly. Yeah. And they're like, no, we really like what he's doing. We trust him. We're going to just keep rolling it out. Feels just like a soulless operation. And for that reason, Bill's team that might be the best in the AFC are going to get a blowout win on the road.
Yeah, the whole power rankings thing gets very interesting this time of year because there's no one-loss teams. There's no undefeated teams. There's five two-loss teams at this point. The Broncos still being one after, I'm sorry, that was a very ugly game last night. I don't think either team is too proud of their results.
I don't know how people watched that game that weren't fans.
That was tough. I'll be honest, I didn't.
Hey, good for you.
I got the little notification on my fantasy app that said Brock Bowers racked in a 31-yard catch, and I was like, ooh, it's going to be a good night, and that was it. So,
yep.
Buffalo, if you want to make the argument to me, they're the best team in the AFC and the best team in the NFL, I can't really fault you for it. They'd be up there for me. They have an MVP candidate as well in Josh Allen. They look sound across the board. James Cook is in line for a career year, and they only need 9.5 points to take down the lowly Dolphins. I like that one a lot. I'll go Bears here, -3.5 cautiously against the Giants. Chicago is 6th in the NFL in scoring. The Giants are 22nd, and they don't have their main weapon in Cam Scataboo. Especially with this being at home, the wind is supposed to be whipping. Kyle Manungai is coming off a really good performance. I think it's run heavy, and I think Chicago wins its 6th game in 7 tries.
Okay. Well, you had to pick your hometown team there. You got both sides. You go with your team, and you still gave the pop to the Packers. I'm saving as much time as we can for the next segment. No one cares about the Minnesota Vikings in this state, and for good reason, but I do think they're going to cover against Baltimore. +4.5, I'm taking the Vikes on that one, and J.J. McCarthy and whatever you want to say about his quarterbacking skills.
He has like the exact same stat line in both of his wins, by the way. It's the same amount of passing yards, the same amount of touchdowns, the same amount of interceptions. Very, very odd. So as long as he doesn't do that, they'll probably lose, but they only need to cover. So I have Arizona +6.5 at Seattle. I have voiced my support on this show for Jacoby Brissett. That does not stop here. I think he covers against one of the best teams in the NFC sneakily in their house. He's targeting Trey McBride in the red zone a lot, does a great job of getting the ball in his playmaker's hands, and I believe Arizona keeps it close enough. They probably don't win, but again, you got to win by a whole touchdown. I think Jacoby Brissett keeps them in striking distance.
All right. I like it. Well, I'm going to shut up because
I thought you had one more.
I rapid fired two you in the middle.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm going to save as much time as we can. We got to fight through one more together. We got one more segment. Let's make it a great one.
All right. Sounds good. When we come back, Farewell Beaver Dam is what I titled it on the outline. So that is what we will do here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain showers. Lows level off around 28. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Tomorrow, highs level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Make sure your furnace is playing at full strength. Schedule maintenance with JB Mechanical and stay warm while you catch the games this season. Up next, the latest weather on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Shop the Pig!
The holidays are coming fast, and it's time to get ready to cheer, clink, and celebrate. Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville has your favorite holiday spirits at their lowest legal prices now through January 1st. Fill your cart with holiday favorites like 1.75-liter bottles of Tito's Vodka, Korbel Brandy, Jack Daniel's, Admiral Nelson Rum, and Mr. Boston Vodka, perfect for every gathering and toast of the season. Or grab smaller bottles for gifting. Bailey's Irish Cream, Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, Casamigos Tequila Blanco, and Cutwater Canned Cocktails. Or hey, just enjoy them yourself. And now's the time to pre-order your Thanksgiving dinners from The Pig. Let Fox Brothers handle the holiday hustle so you can just heat and serve on Turkey Day. Celebrate the season with Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville. Online at foxbrospigglywiggly.com.
Prize Picks is the best way to win cash on the Packers, on the Bucks, and whether it's football, basketball, or both, Prize Picks makes every game more exciting. Hey, it's Mark Tauscher here with ESPN Wisconsin, and I've been playing Prize Picks, and it is as fun and simple as it gets. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are overhyped? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds, and you can turn your takes into cash. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats, get them right, and you can cash in. And now Prize Picks has stacks. Pick the player up to 3 times in one lineup. You want more on Giannis's threes, assists, rebounds? Stack them all only on Prize Picks. Plus, you can follow other players players and copy their lineups in one click in the new feed tab. And with injury reboots, if your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, it won't count as a loss. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, and MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Wupon.
I'm not making this easy on you.
You suck. That's horrible.
The record, Dobes was down here before you came down when we were setting up. We're already putting together something for you, and then we have this going at the same time, and I'm like, this is going to be, I can't say that.
You know what this song's about, by the way. I'm not even going to say it.
I remember it from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it was dedicated to Paul Walker.
You're not going anywhere I might be acting like Romeo Dobbs today.
No, it's all good.
You are still going to be very much with us tomorrow.
We do have a quick read for you
at
home. All right. Join us this Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11th, on 95.3 WBEV for Veterans Day programming. From 9 a.m. until noon, Hometown Today and Community Comment will feature local veterans organizations. From 11 a.m. until noon, we will air the Jerry Stewart annual Veterans Day special. And the whole day on our various stations will be brought to you by our friends at Hometown Glass and Improvement, Gina Omig, State Farm, and YMCA of Dodge County. All right, I'm going to hand the reins off here.
You have only one job left because there's going to be a button on your stream deck that's going to say video. In a second, we're going to get to that here. What I want to say going into it, today, obviously, emotional day. We're very happy that you are going off to do amazing things. But we are going to miss you very much. And it's not just us here at the station. It's Beaver Dam as a whole. Everybody that's been a part of what we do. So with that being said, Jack, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Sparky, it's been an awesome couple of years that you've been here. You've definitely made your impact here on Beaver Dam and inside the building. You've been a great teammate, really taking things to the next level. And we're learning from you as you've learned from us. And you're going to be doing great things down in the Milwaukee office. I still have your resume right here from when you applied. Still sitting on my desk. I have never got rid of it here. And again, it's been fun. I've never seen anybody work harder when it comes to preparing for games. And when you are a lead, a play-by-play guy on a network broadcast, somehow find a way to name drop me. That would be awesome. Yeah, good luck in Milwaukee. You're going to be missed here, but you're going to do great things.
My guy, it has been awesome getting to work with you these last couple years, getting to know you. You are an awesome dude. You can seriously do it all. It's been a lot of fun. And hey, I appreciate you always being a good sport when I get to razz you about your beloved Chicago teams. I cannot wait to see all the big things you do in your next adventure. Good luck, pal.
Station's really not going to be the same without you. It's hard to even get this out, but it's been unbelievable to work with you. You've been so instrumental to this community and to this station. We won't be the same without you. We won't be as good without you, but we're going to try to make you proud. Good luck in Milwaukee, and you better be visiting as much as you can, my man.
Hey, Corey. It was awesome working with you here in Beaver Dam. Good luck in Milwaukee. Going to miss our fantasy football and fantasy baseball chats, and I'll definitely still be bugging you for some minor league baseball insight. Go Pack, go.
Hey, Corey. Charlie here. Congrats on the new gig in Milwaukee. You're going to kill it, man. I know I've got big shoes to fill, filling in on the Damn Sports Show over the next few months. It's been a great ride over the last 2 years working with you here in BD, man. We started together, and you're on your way to Milwaukee. I'm so proud of you and really happy for you.
Hey, Corey. Coach Wilke here from Beaver Dam Baseball. Just want to wish you well on your next adventure at WTMJ, and thank you for all you've done for our baseball program over the past couple of years. You did a great job. You got an unbelievable talent on the mic, but it was just fun getting to know you and of course Wally and just kind of having you hang around and all that stuff. So we'll miss you here in Beaver Dam, but I know you'll be around. We'll have to catch some maybe a Frolf game or two. Maybe we'll have Wally join us with his 30 over par again, but hopefully he'll get better next time you're with us. So best of luck in Milwaukee, and we'll be in touch.
Hey, Corey, this is Aiden Voigt. As you can see, I'm not at the radio station, but that's not stopping me from wishing you good luck on your future endeavors. Just want to say that I'm proud to have worked with you, and that I've also worked with a great future legendary broadcaster, Corey Sparks. This is Aiden Voigt. Thank you, Corey, for a great time.
Just stop by the station here to say good luck to Corey Sparks and thank him for being a member of our community. Him and Wally have done a super job taking our program to a different level on radio and on Daily Dodge, and we really appreciate it. My wife Sue and I really thank both of them very much, and good luck to Corey.
Hey, Corey, congrats on a great run in Beaver Dam. Despite Sherry's best efforts, I'm sure you enjoyed your time there. Best of luck in Milwaukee. As my good friend and gambling buddy Barry Alvarez says, don't flinch. I'm sure you won't. Go get him.
Hey, Corey. I just wanted to tell you I couldn't be more excited for your next journey. I'm definitely going to miss your professionalism, your talent, your creativity, and your ambition. I'm really proud of you, and I'm thankful that you chose us as much as we chose you. And I guess just best wishes as you move forward. And I can't wait. I really can't wait to watch you fulfill your dreams. Go for it.
Hi, Corey. Just want to say thank you so much for everything the past 4 months and really being a mentor for me in the Starting BD program. It's been great to learn from you, and I wish nothing but the best for your future endeavors in Milwaukee. You're going to do great.
Hey, Corey, it's Mike Tronson. I just wanted to take this quick opportunity to wish you all the best in your new gig. I have no doubt you're going to be great. You're great in everything that you do, and we're going to miss you around here. Don't be a stranger, and I promise that I'll keep an eye on Wally and make sure he behaves, okay? You take care, bud. Good luck to you.
Hey, Corey, it's Kevin. Just appreciate everything you brought to the Beaver Dam office over the last few years, other than your Chicago sports fandom. Just kidding. Want to wish you good luck in Milwaukee, and we'll miss having you around here.
Corey, it's Coach Kraft from Beaver Dam Boys Hockey. Just wanted to say congrats on your promotion into the big city. We appreciated everything you did, not just for our program, but our community, the professionalism that you brought. You were great on the play-by-plays. Just be sure to know that we'll be listening to you when we can, and we're wishing you nothing but the best. Thanks for everything you did.
Hey, Corey, just want to thank you for everything you've done for Beaver Dam Athletics. I had a blast working with you on Friday nights for Beaver Dam Football. Good luck to you and your new endeavors. We'll miss you here a lot.
So just want to take a moment to say thank you for being a part. Wait, who's leaving? Corey who? Who is that? Oh! Have a great time at Milwaukee, WTMJ. We're gonna miss you. We're going to miss you a lot, buddy.
In a true Craig Council-esque move, Corey Sparks going on to a bigger market. Have fun in Milwaukee, Corey. I'm going to miss talking to you on the Damn Sports Show.
Corey, it's Mike Polgorelick. On behalf of the girls' hockey team, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for us and the community and really helping put girls' hockey on the map in our town. And I want to thank you for coming out to practice. It's something that myself and the girls will never forget. So good luck to you and your future endeavors. We're excited at the opportunity, and you're very deserving. We look forward to listening to you in your new job, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jake Hayes, and if you're here, it's time for that sad announcement that Mr. Corey Sparks is leaving the Beaver Dam office. He's going to do great things over in Milwaukee, As always, that's all he did the entire time he was here in Beaver Dam. He was a fantastically talented teammate, and it was an honor to be able to watch him grow as a broadcaster, too. I feel like in his what felt like a short time here, he grew a lot. Some things that I'll miss about Corey, as I've mentioned before, his spontaneous nature in both work and outside of work. He was always open to new and fun ideas, and that's something that I very much appreciate. But I'll also just miss my friendship with him in general. He was a great friend. He was caring, and he was thoughtful, and he also just loved to have a good time, which I can always appreciate as well.
We throw it over here and let this guy and let him actually say his final thoughts. We have, I can't tell you how many more videos that I have not even got in time that you will be getting individually.
Very nice of you guys.
There is... you are going to be very missed. I hope you can feel it. We're going to not be the same, but we're going to do our best to keep on doing what you helped raise the bar over here in Beaver Dam. So thankful for you. So thankful that we got to do this show together. And it's, I don't know how to say goodbye. I'm Wisconsin and goodbye this even. But you get the final word today. Just hope you know how much we love and appreciate everything you've done here.
It's been felt. Thank you, guys. That was beautiful. That was a lot of people, which means a ton. And with that, we're probably going to cut into Homer.
he's okay. He's okay one day.
Hopefully he understands. I'll see him in Milwaukee because I've got a message that I can't leave here without saying. And I'm going to try my very, very best to get through it. Yeah, I tried this 2 weeks ago and did not get very far. And then I wrote more, naturally. So, here it goes. Dear Beaver Dam, thank you so much for being my first step. Even if you didn't realize it at the time, you've taught me so much. Like, that hard work truly is recognized, and it was in that amazing video that you put together for me. Even if you think no one's around, or you've taught me to learn to advocate for myself in times where that seems to be the toughest option, or... the importance of going out and establishing personal connection and building trust and building a family, which I was expecting to find experience here, and I found that. I was not expecting to find the family that I found. I want to thank the entire team here at 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and 95.3 WBEV here in Beaver Dam. This was my first full-time job out of college, and I was actually just listening to some of my tape when I started here in September of 2023. I am someone who has to work really, really hard to appreciate the work he does. And even at that moment, I was like, wow, I've actually come a super long way. And that's not to pump my own tires. It's to say I've grown more confident. I've grown thicker skin here. I've become more detail-oriented and more versatile. And that is because of this program and this place. And that is all a pure testament to the leadership team here that's fostered my development. I don't grow. I don't have these experiences. I don't advance to Milwaukee and get into a spot where I impress that team over there enough through the interviews to be able to do that without the people here. That's not me. It's them helping me get to the spot that I'm at now. So that includes Sherry Sackett, Wade Bates, Cale Zomer, and every single teammate here who has oversaw my development or helped me in my training in any way, shape, or form. These past 2 years have held me accountable. They've kept me honest. They have challenged the absolute hell out of me. They've taught me resilience. And this right here in this pit has been the hub where I've learned to mess up, reflect, and improve every single day. I want to shout out the Golden Beavers family. Very much, or a lot of them were in that video right there. I'm someone who prides himself in being thorough when it comes to highlighting the stories of local athletes and teams. And whether it was the school, its players, coaches, or families, you all let me know how much you appreciated my efforts, whether it was in real time or in that tribute there. The Dam Sports Show is going to go on. It's going to be in phenomenal hands. Wally's got a passion and love for this area like nobody I've ever met in my entire life. Charlie brings a sense of hard work and determination and sense of humor that I know you're all going to grow to appreciate on the air. Ashley assures that this show is not just consumed weekdays from 4 to 5. It's consumed 24/7 through engaging videos on social media, which I'm sure you've already taken a notice of. And our amazing producers, Jack Wilski and Aiden Voigt, both who are with me in various capacities right now, they're the whole reason this show sounds and looks the way that it does. And I cannot wait to be a fan of this show for years to come. I will miss you, Beaver Dam, and I'll take so many valuable lessons and experiences with me as I head on over to Milwaukee to help the 620 WTMJ team. The most important of those lessons is this: when you have a platform, if you show that you give a damn, others will follow suit. So thank you guys for everything.
Thank you, Corey.
We appreciate you. Oh, that's tough. That's going to be tough. We're going to pass you on over to Homer Hour on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Thank you so much to everyone who's listened, been a part of the journey. I'll be around. I'm going to try to be back for 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Slam at the Dam, whether it's as a fan or a broadcaster. Going to do my best to come back here and continue to help out, because I will not be able to get this place out of my head. But thank you guys so much. One last time, this has been the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily.TV.